the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike. We're here with Bridget. Say hello, Bridge.
Hi.
Hi. And we're going to, we're without Joe today, but we still have a great show for you. Obama, marijuana no more dangerous than alcohol. Healthy or too much information? The rise of the biometric selfie. The FDA's safe and effective drug approvals based on widely varied data. What's right? Minority patients are less likely to stick with heart attack meds. Zest for life can be a moving experience. Does vitamin D really change all those diseases? Heart disease, cancer, multiple sclerosis? Or do we not have good enough data? Fish oil preserving brain cells. Which of the fish oils? Is there a specific one? And the answer is yes. Mediterranean diet, good for everything in your arteries, not just your heart arteries, also your leg arteries and the arteries to your brain. The ingredients in chocolate tea berries could guard against diabetes. The top five trends in the 2014 Winter Fancy Food Show from San Francisco that Bridget covered. Caramel coloring, the health risk may be in your soda. Which soda or which sodas are a risk for you? We're also going to talk about how inactivity changes the brain. Maybe a little bit about the Muppets having a mini makeover to boost kids' health. Well, you'll get to do this one. And you're also going to talk about Spanx and other shapewear, literally what they're doing to your health. And sometimes it isn't good. We'll also talk about diet soda mixers upping breathalyzer readings, getting you inebriated or less able to function better. Why vitamin B3, fiber protects against colon cancer and inflammation. We're going to talk also about the 12 things you need to know before going vegan. One of my favorites is that. And then we've got a couple more stories that are really good. One is essentially essential oils make superior wound antiseptics, and Mediterranean diet, if we will, good for something else. And two more stories, if you will, on the top stories. That is my favorite of the week, although it's story number two, is, well, there are actually three favorites. One is the difference between for-profit and not-for-profit medical care. What do the eight HMA whistleblowers, there were eight different whistleblowers in different states, what does their story in their lawsuits tell us about how you should choose your doctor? Then the other one is the obese lives 4 to 10 years less and have 10 years more disability, how we know this and what you can do about it. Gary Ginsberg comes in the second hour, so you can tune in the second hour or get it on Radio MD. And we're going to talk about sewage, telling us the story of your recreational life, lead linked to early menopause in Boston women, a skin lotion chemical kills coral reefs, what does it do to your skin, and the good and bad news about phthalates in your body. So we'll be doing all that. At the half past the hour, we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Brian Allard, who is the CEO and co-founder of MD Plus. It's a concierge medical center, medical company that serves all 50 states, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. How does it do it? It does it with telemedicine. That is, it's concierge. And can you use it? Is it less? Is it inexpensive enough for all of us to use it? So that's what we're going to do today, and we hope you'll enjoy it. We're going to start out. That's a lot, but there's so many good stories. We're going to start out with, if you will, Obama, marijuana, no more dangerous than alcohol. So we heard that Clinton smoked but didn't inhale, and Obama said, of course, what was the purpose of marijuana but to inhale? So we're now hearing a lot about medical marijuana, and it has many, at least for me, it had many of the same properties of alcohol, that is, it was relaxing, etc. But the one thing we know is that one joint is the equivalent in toxic products for your body of 4 to 6 cigarettes. So if you're going to use marijuana for any purpose, I want you to eat it rather than smoke it, because smoking has a lot of secondhand smoke, and it gets you, if you are the one doing it, a lot of primary, if you will, toxins from tobacco. So I think marijuana, if you will, may not be any more dangerous, may be safer than alcohol for the individual, as Obama points out. We just don't have enough data in our own database. But what we do know is that smoking marijuana is less good than, if you will, eating it. Bridge, what do your friends say about marijuana?
My friends, I don't know what they say about marijuana. We've never really talked about it. But what I find interesting is that it's classified as a Schedule I substance, and other drugs that are Schedule I substances include heroin, ecstasy, LSD. It seems to me like marijuana shouldn't be in that category, right?
Well, that's correct. It probably got in that category because it was thought of as a gateway drug, that is, a drug that got you hooked on other things from my era, the Haight-Ashbury era, because the people who went into marijuana then went to LSD, cocaine, and heroin in San Francisco, and that was a progression. What we've learned is that progression is not a common progression. So it's probably no more progression than alcohol is to serious alcoholism, or to that is, from social drinking to alcoholism. And so I think that you're right, it shouldn't be classified as a Category 1 drug. And if anyone wants to ask us questions or get in on the information, you can email us at udocs, UDOCS, at gmail.com, or you can call 1-877-711-5211. It's toll free, 877-711-5211. Now, you said healthy or TMI, the rise of the biometric selfie. What's a biometric selfie, Bridge?
A biometric selfie is the idea of people using health data, like that you would get from a Fitbit or from any of the watches that provide the personal health data, and use it as a picture of your physical activity, like when people take selfies, picture selfies, because my babysitter does this all the time. And then post them on social media or things like that. So I found this article to be extremely interesting because these Fitbits and other things are becoming so popular, which is really good because a lot of studies have shown that tracking your exercise and your diet is a good way to for effective weight loss, because it gives you an actual idea of how many steps you're taking a day if you're using a pedometer. It might encourage you to take 2,000 more steps in a day before you go to bed if you know that you have to be up to 10,000, or being accountable for the foods that you're eating by recording all of them in any kind of database has proven to be healthy and effective. But this article argues that maybe so much health information on your Fitbit or whatever is causing people to lose the right motive and instead want to do all these steps.
So some people actually take pictures of their pedometer and post them or tweet them and get likes and live off of that. That's right. So when we come back, the FDA's safe and effective drug approval is different. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. I'm here with Bridget, and we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk with Dr. Brian Allard, who is the CEO of a very interesting company. It's called MD Plus, and it's really in both telemedicine and concierge medicine. We'll find out from him what he thinks the future of healthcare will be, how much will we be using telemedicine, or will we come back to insisting on most of our illness care being given in person? Is this just for in-between or rehabilitation? We'll also talk to Gary Ginsberg about the skin lotion that kills coral reefs. What does this mean for you in the What's Toxic, What's Not segments? And, of course, one of my favorite stories for today is about the for-profit hospital systems and what the whistleblower suits mean there. And I'm going to take that one myself. And then we'll talk to Bridget about the fancy food show and the trends at the fancy food show. I can't resist the HMA, which is what the whistleblower choices tell us about how you should select your doctor. And let me go back to this. If you will, 8 unrelated and unlinked whistleblowers just told you how to choose your emergency room and hospital. Yes, that's true. With the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report, and you might have thought that I was going to talk about what the USA did with cigarettes and how you can stay healthy. But I'm really, the story appeared yesterday in the New York Times left front top column on page 1, and I must admit I still love the print version, but this was also on its online spot as well. And it really highlighted a column about the Justice Department investigating and joining 8 whistleblower suits about several of the for-profit hospital chains like HMA, HCA, Community Health Systems. I have to really do a disclosure there. The not-for-profit system I work with, the Cleveland Clinic, as I understand, has a quality advisory relationship with Community Health System, and the Justice Department will be considered joining more than just the 8 whistleblower suits. For-profits are thought to earn their profit by being more efficient. What the enlightening 8, as I call these whistleblowers, have clearly told us is the for-profits may make a lot of their profit, maybe all of it, by stealing from your insurance carrier. But even worse, what the enlightened 8 have shown is that emergency rooms, and that is emergency rooms themselves, are or refer largely to for-profit hospitals, might be more dangerous to your health than smoking. And you know how I feel about smoking.
Yeah.
Well, you say, what is this? So what is this? Why isn't this just healthcare fraud? Or some fraud, you say, we've got to get rid of that, but let the feds do it. Hope they succeed. Why should you talk about it? Well, by paragraph 2 of this article, I had to force myself to read it. It was that almost boring and dry and accountant-like. But you'd say, let me hear about something that really concerns me. But what these enlightening 8 have done is exactly that. They are saying this does concern you and concerns how you choose your physician and what hospital system you want your doc associated with. Not another boring story, but this one, because what it shows you is that being admitted to a hospital like HMA's emergency room docs apparently did and do, at least according to the whistleblowers, you might have a significantly greater chance of dying from that care. That is, you don't need to be admitted, but these ERs did. Why? Because they got surveyed, each physician gets surveyed, on what percent of patients they take care of gets admitted to the hospital. And so when you're not admitted by a certain doc as much, then they got rid of those docs. And when you enter a hospital, you hope you get well, not take on additional risks. But we have bad bacteria and viruses and even some less than perfect care. So the benefit of hospitalization, you getting better, should always be weighed by your doc against the risk that hospital-caused error, drug mix-up, acquiring a bad bug infection in the hospital, or just decay in your health due to the relative immobility that a hospital causes. These are serious and even life-threatening risks. But the whistleblowers charge that the benefit calculation in the emergency room is overridden at almost all HMA and many other for-profit hospitals by a computer program their hospital administrators use that push the for-profit ER docs to admit 20 to 25% more people than need to be. 20 to 25%. This is really serious.
Yeah, that is a lot of people.
They have empty beds, and they usually get paid by insurance companies or Medicare or Medicaid if those greedy for hospital administrators get you into a bed, and you didn't need to be there. And obviously, if you don't need to be there, you generally don't cost very much to care for. So the for-profit hospitals look really efficient. How widespread is the practice? Well, if you listen to the enlightening eight whistleblowers, it seems almost universal. These are eight whistleblowers from different states. So they weren't colluding together. They didn't even know each other and don't know each other, as far as I know. And the Department of Justice said at least eight of these suits are serious. That's why they've joined them. There are many more suits published from different states even. If you ask your doc, so how do you find if your doc does this, and you can only protect yourself if both your primary care and specialty care docs and the docs you see in the ER are aligned with a not-for-profit hospital. To do that, just ask the doc's office administrator what hospitals the doc admits to or uses for emergency room services. Then look that hospital up on its website. If they're for-profit, then you might want to say to your doc if she or he can admit you to a not-for-profit and tell why you care. Your life matters, right? That's why you care. Since you get to choose your doc, only choose those that admit principally to a not-for-profit institution would be the conclusion from this lead story in the New York Times on this past Friday. You
Does
have
the story
to ask.
Say, what?
Say it again, Bridge.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt your momentum, but I was wondering, did it say whether a specific age group was targeted most? Because I would see this being probably more common in elderly patients that doctors...
No, they target everybody. They put a, if you will, a percent that these people should be admitted, and if you're not sick, but you fall into that group that hasn't been admitted enough, you'll get admitted. I can tell you stories about the other system. We'll talk about the capitated system in a moment, but this is why that it may be that you want to be admitted to a not-for-profit hospital primarily. Now, what does this say about healthcare reform? Well, it almost is like our democracy, our current system of medical care is the worst, except for every other system. So we'll talk more about, if you will, a better system maybe next week. But for now, we're going to have a great interview with Dr. Brian Allard. He will speak about a concierge telemedicine service that gets you the best care, or does it, in every state. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And now we have a really special guest because he's going to talk about what may well be, and I really do think could be, the future of a large part of medicine, that is telemedicine or concierge telemedicine. He's the CEO of MD-PLUS, MD Plus, but you spell out the plus, mdplus.com, a nationwide concierge telemedicine company which serves all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, Dr. Brian Allard. And Dr. Allard is a relatively young guy. He's a graduate of 2000 of Palmer College. And so this is for me, a unique opportunity, a wonderful opportunity. And if you want to talk to him, you can talk to him too, 1-877-711-5211. My own connection to find out who's on the air has gone the way of, a dinosaur. It's not working today. So when you call Sonar will have to tell me on the air that someone's there. So I apologize for that, but it is Dr. Brian Allard, and Dr. Allard, if you were going to say, when did you start telemedicine with CEO MD Plus, and how big is it now, and how big do you think it'll grow in 10 years?
Well, great questions, and thanks for having me on the show today. Telemedicine itself, I guess we could just start there. It's been around for years and years and years, and it kind of has very definitions of what it is. It's really, basically doctors getting in touch with patients. And with technology always advancing, we're finding better and better ways to make those connections. It started back with the doctors talking to the corpsmen in the battlefield, and NASA's flight surgeons talking to the astronauts. And nowadays, you might be reading an MRI of somebody that's out of the country, out of the state,
face-to-face. What telemedicine is, tell us how, now we've got FaceTime and Skype on our computers and our iPhones, in reverse order, of course. Is this just dialing up your physician? Is there anything special about it? Is it just getting his cell phone number and calling him up and seeing if you can see him? Or what is this, and how do we make sure someone else isn't looking in our conversation?
Great questions. Basically, it is Skype-like or FaceTime-like. It's through a secure channel, a HIPAA-compliant medical file channel that only the doctor and the patient can see. It's also recorded and put into an electronic medical file that's all yours and secure. If you want it released to your doctor, you can give us those permissions, and we can release that information as you wish. But other than that, it's a very, very secure network.
When you say to your doctor, that implies that the telemedicine consultation is with a physician that you can get any time of day or night and doesn't have to be your doctor.
Absolutely. Many times, if your doctor's office is open 40 hours a week, that leaves about 78% of the week that you don't have access to a doctor. And that's really the sweet spot, or the area that we cover. All of our physicians are considered cross-coverage, which basically means they're there when your doctor's not. We don't usually get sick when it's convenient. So we're there in the middle of the night, on a Friday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday. We're there 24 hours a day, and the doctors that we have, they're all board-qualified or board-certified. Most of them are family doctors. We also have specialists, pediatricians if you have children, naturopaths if you want to go the natural route. So we
we have an email from Joan in Chicago, and Joan says, what about, can I send this guy a rash I have and he tell me what it is? Do you have dermatologists, or can someone do that? In other words, they say she says it takes over 60 days to get an appointment with a dermatologist in Chicago. Could I get one within an hour on MD Plus?
That's a great question. That's a great email. The answer is yes. We can. You could take a picture with your iPhone or a smartphone or camera. Email that picture to us. Upload it to your file. We can have the doctor that's on call for that particular issue. If it's a dermatologic issue, a lot of times we do have dermatologists on staff. So, and really, it's more about getting something done in that 60-day window than having it sit there and fester over those 60 days. So we're an instant solution, and most of about 94% of our telemedicine consultations result in no further action needed. So. We're kind of proud of that.
So this service serves as a supplement to a primary care physician instead of a substitution, correct?
Correct. We're huge advocates of everybody having their own primary. And as things are getting more and more busy, we're also advocates of getting necessary medications on board faster. It usually prevents illness and the spread of illness. So we're definitely not trying to invade the primary care establishment.
When you say get the medicines faster, does that That means you must, and I guess this also implies if Joan's in Chicago, you must have, and you say you serve all 50 states plus Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands at md-plus.com, and we'll talk about the services you offer, but that must mean you have a physician or a group of physicians in Illinois, because licensure is by state, right?
Absolutely. It is by state, and, you know, getting, I'll give you the perfect example. If she had called into our service, uploaded the film of the rash, if the doctor felt that there was enough appropriate medical information to prescribe a non-narcotic medication for that rash, because we don't prescribe narcotics with telemedicine, we'd have that called into the pharmacy of her choice, her pharmacies that she uses, or one that's close by. If she's from out of town, we'll find one for her. And the whole process there usually takes less than an hour from the phone call to you picking up the medication.
Now, how does she, if you will, pay for this? In other words, your services, you're not a philanthropy, I assume.
We wish, right? No, you know that.
Right. Bill and Melinda haven't contributed largely.
Not yet.
how would Joan pay for this, sir? I'm playing the role of Joan now, if you will, and I apologize since Joan sent an email in, and I don't know that she would ask this question, but let me ask the question: how will she pay for this?
Well, we have three different levels of membership, if you will. The inexpensive route is $19.95 a month, and
this is a subscription service.
Correct. With that $19.95, it covers up to five people in your household. And if you need to speak with the doctor, just to speak with a doctor, you can do that at your leisure. If we have to have a doctor call you back from a specific area, state, or so forth, there is a small consultation fee of $35, and that's the expense of it.
So Joan, let's just say she had the $19.95, and she could talk to a doctor without asking anything. But if she wanted to do more, she'd have to, in fact, in other words, she wanted to send this film to get the picture to get someone to look at her rash. There might be a charge of $35.
Right, if there was like a diagnostic consultation that...
I lost you, Brian. I hope we didn't lose your phone call. We'll be in the music, just signals. We've got about 10 seconds for me to tell you you're listening to Brian Allard, CEO of MD-Plus.com on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases, and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen from You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Bridget and, of course, our guest. If you've just tuned in, it's Dr. Brian Allard, A-L-L-A-R-D, who's the co-founder and CEO of MD-PLUS.com, a nationwide concierge telemedicine company that serves all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We were talking to Brian, and I apologize to some of the people who sent me emails because of the questions. The question we got started out with a Joan in Chicago, but because of the series of questions we've gotten, I'm not going to get to them all. But this is one that said, there are three levels he mentioned. What did he mean by that? Why do I need to do more than just pay for consultations as I need it? So let's talk about, Brian, there are levels of, if you will, service that they can get. The first level at md-plus.com is they can subscribe to a monthly service, and I think you said it was $19.95 a month. And then they get access to a physician whenever they want. And I guess it is really whenever they want, 24/7. And I'm going to ask you if that's true. And then they get to send a, for instance, Joan had this rash and she wanted to know where she could get someone to read the picture, how much that would cost. And she didn't ask how much it would cost. She just asked, could she get it whenever she wanted it? Was that one of the conveniences? Because it took her 60 days to get a dermatology appointment in Chicago. She thought she might be able to get it sooner with md-plus.com. So let's take them in order, Brian. Is it true? Is it only a subscription service, or can you get it virtually anytime you want it? And if it's anytime you want it, that has talked to a physician. What's the difficulty of getting someone to look at a rash? Is that a 4-day turnover, or 2-day turnover, or a 60-day turnover?
It's literally as fast as you can upload the picture and send it to us. We'll have a doctor looking at it within the hour, and they'll typically be calling you back and hopefully on your way to some type of resolution, maybe a permanent one or in the past.
When they call you back, is it by phone or is it by telemedicine? Is it a video call or a phone call?
We can do either. We can do a video or over the phone. Just depends on the convenience of the patient.
So if she wanted to sign up, if Joan wanted to sign up, or Bridget, go ahead. It sounds like you want to sign up for the service already.
Yeah, I'm signing up right after the show. So I was wondering, you said that your doctors are on staff. Are these physicians that are day-to-day in their own practice and then they you rotate them, or are they full-time working for your telemedicine program? How does that work?
In order for us to have as many doctors as we have in our network, and we're over 1,000 doctors around the country, they're not on permanent staff. They're basically all independent. Most of them have their own offices. Some of them are this is something they do in their fill time, and it's very easy for them to look at a file and make a patient call. So. Literally, we have all kinds of doctors from all over the country.
So when you
and
say,
I was reading a little bit of,
there are three levels of service, Brian. So one level is that $19.95 a month, and then they can get extra consultation. Tell us what the second level is.
Well, the second level, we have a discount medical opportunity there with over 500,000 physicians in the country. It offers discounts from everything from imaging to chiropractic care to primary care. And that's really for those people that have the really large deductibles. It offers some pretty significant discounts. And that middle package is $49.95, and it, again, covers everyone in your household.
And is that $49.95 a month?
It is, and it also covers that that initial package we talked about, that $19.95 package is included with that. And then our VIP package is $99 a month. That also has all the telemedicine services without any consultation fees. So if you have a large family and you find yourself without doctor a lot, it's a good value for $99 a month. In addition to the discount medical, we also have all sorts of other different services. Probably our most popular is patient advocacy. We help you with to negotiate and understand outstanding medical bills.
Now, let's just say, so if Joan wanted to, let's just say Joan has five people, in her family, and she wants to, she could sign up for the high level of call, and then she could upload rashes or even maybe talk about her son's ear condition or my allergy, if you will, to cats, and she could do that anytime with, assuming I was in the family, her husband's allergy to cats, if you will. She could talk with a physician anytime she wanted to and get treatment, and presumably that physician would be located in the state of Illinois, so she could get prescriptions from him or her.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So the way they do this, I should say, you go to md.plus.com, and then you said something about a second month free if there are listeners on the show.
Sure.
I apologize for rushing you.
No problem. It's MD and then the hyphen or the dash and then PLUS.com. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, there's a on-the-air radio button. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a link with all the different packages. If you choose one of those packages, the second month will be free for your listeners.
And so, Bridget, if you wanted to do that, you would go to the bottom and you could probably do that right now. That's right.
Yeah,
It's connected right there. She likes the service, I can tell.
I do. I think it's amazing.
And now, does someone, just out of curiosity, this is, we have another, this is a guy who's written in who said, if I'm playing a sport, soccer, he writes, if I'm playing soccer and I hurt my leg, can I show my doc, show a consultation, can I get a consultation right there with an orthopedic surgeon or an orthopod or sports medicine doc, and he tell me how to examine my leg while I show him it on Skype?
You know, obviously there's still a lot of limitations with telemedicine, and that type of consultation, really, with the orthopedic testing that's required, it needs to be one-on-one, face-to-face, if you will, to obviously give an accurate diagnosis of a sports injury. But he's more than able to call and speak with some people about it, but really the diagnosis piece of that would have to be in person, I would think.
We've been speaking with Dr. Brian Allard, A-L-L-A-R-D, the CEO and founder of MD-Plus.com, Nationwide Concierge Telemedicine Company. And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Come back next week or later today. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting, and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.